Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this episode, I'm speaking to Mariella Gattan. I hope I've said that right, Mariella. And this is all about your values, really. It's about truth, it's about peace, it's about integrity. We're talking about that sense of community, about ways to navigate your life, about volunteering, about the decisions that Mariella feels she has made in her life that have come from a very instinctual place. I really enjoyed this conversation, so I hope that you do too. Mariella, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here and talk with you today.
Yeah, great. Tell us a wee bit about you.
It's hard to define yourself, but I am a Scottish person with Argentinian roots. Hence the name, if you were wondering, that's Spanish. And I've been a volunteer for almost 20 years, 15, 20 years. And I kind of get the feeling that's what we might talk about today. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who is probably quite sensitive and committed to developing myself and just learning a bit more about how we can truly connect with other people and developing my spiritual life as well. Mm-hmm. So
Great. Tell me, what do you know for sure?
Now, I've been reflecting on this because I knew that was the question today. And it did strike me at first that, you know, things can seem pretty inconstant in this world and things change and opinions change and what you think, you know, as you grow and develop, that kind of evolves. But for me, the things that I always know for sure are my values. So love, truth, peace, integrity. Those are the things for me that are constant. And I think throughout the week, knowing that I was speaking to you today, three things kept bubbling up. And I was like, you know, the things that really mean so much to me and that I know for sure have a positive impact on me are having a sense of community. Mm-hmm. And that's come through volunteering. And also having tools to manage like your stress and manage your emotions. So we know each other through a meditation personal development group. And those kind of tools have been really significant for me. And also, you know, just ones that help you to kind of like deal with emotions and manage stress. So I know for sure that there are tools out there that can help me and can help other people. So those are things I feel like I know for sure. Yeah. It's just reminding yourself sometimes.
Uh-huh. You feel as if you've given us so, so much to chat about and contemplate there. I love that your values are truth, peace and integrity. What good values to have. Where do you think your values came from?
I think how I was raised, you know, I had a very strong, wonderful mother, so she definitely instilled good values in me. I think from a young age, just through school, and I was quite religious when I was wee as well, that these kind of core values are reinforced, and having that concept of like service for other people went in quite young as well. So definitely from family. And yeah, I was lucky to have some really good teachers as well. Mm-hmm. And I have a wonderful circle of friends who are all people of integrity. So yeah, that really makes a difference when you have people like that you can trust.
Yeah, I think I really resonate with you on all of them, but especially that one about integrity and having, for me certainly, and I wonder if it's the same for you, having strong values makes me feel stronger in the world because I know straight away what's okay for me and what's not. There's very rarely a time where I would have to sit in a fence about something because I know what my values are. And therefore, I feel that makes me or allows me to navigate the world better. Do you resonate with that?
I do. Funnily, we were having a conversation about this on a volunteering thing last night. And they said about if someone said something offensive, how you would handle it. And there were so many people that were really sitting on the fence, like, oh, that wouldn't be my place to say because I'm at this group where there's a president and I'm like, what? You know, I cannot resist. And sometimes that's not such a great habit because you react quickly. But it's also having a very keen sense of justice and knowing that's not right. Like, I can't let someone say that thing is completely inappropriate. So for me, I do tend to speak up. It has got me into trouble sometimes because you're the person that becomes the sort of focal point if you say things. Yep. But just for me, it's impossible for me to not tell the truth. And so sometimes that means you're being a bit frank or brutally honest about things.
Oh, I hear you.
But you know, that's why I have such a good circle around me, I think, because people know, like, innately that that's what they're going to get from me. And it's just really important to me. I can't abide lies and the idea that some, even when people talk about white lies, I'm just like, it doesn't really work for me. There's always a way that you can say how you feel without necessarily offending someone and still speaking your truth. That's important to me.
And you spoke as well about the volunteering that you do and how that gives you a sense of community and how that's been a big part of your life. And I've worked in the charity sector. That's my day job, is working in the charity sector. I've done that for almost 24 years. And I know that within that sector alone, the impact and the contribution of volunteering makes to our society. And we even see it now in the pandemic, people who have gone out the road to set up food banks, to care for elderly neighbours, to do things that, right, you wouldn't strictly call it volunteering, but it still comes from that same essence of, I will do things just because they need to be done, not because of any payment I may receive for it. I will find a space and I'll say, right, there, somebody needs help, I'm going to go and help now. So where did the volunteering thing come from? Because I think, you know, that's a huge part of your values as well, really, isn't it?
I mean, volunteering is a huge part of my life, and I've changed jobs at different times. And at the moment, I'm working in the private sector. Before, I mostly worked public sector. It has been a constant. I mean, honestly, in school, we were given lots of opportunities to volunteer, raise money for charity. Mum was a volunteer, and so she started off in the organisation that I volunteer for, Rotary International. She set up, or was one of the founding members of a local group in Erskine where I grew up. So I used to help out behind the scenes with, like, wee charity fundraisers or service projects. And then I started off volunteering in the sort of younger version for people sort of university age. And that group is still going, which is wonderful, called the Glasgow Rotary. Mm-hmm. And essentially what it's about is a non-political, like, non-religious organisation, but it's purely volunteering. So the motto is service above self. And that can mean organising a quiz night or a Kayleigh or whatever as a fundraiser for a charity, or can also mean doing a litter pick or helping out in the community garden or whatever there is. We do a lot of lovely sort of Christmas events with Santa. We have the genuine Santa. Mm-hmm. And it's just, what can you do to serve your community, both locally and internationally? And that's something that I just, it gives me a real sense of connection. And it's also, although I thought I was going into it for altruistic reasons, has also brought me a lot of benefits, because I was volunteering, organising events, working with international students, because a lot of, because it's an international organisation, a lot of people would come to Glasgow and look for it. And then I ended up getting a job at a university working with international students, organising events for them. So I was developing all of those skills in the charity sector as a volunteer, but actually ended up helping me in my professional life. And that's been the case, you know, with so many different elements of it. So, and it's been a constant for me throughout my life as well, because, as I mentioned, I've changed jobs. I don't have a career like teaching or law where you might be in the same job for years, but the volunteering has been constant throughout.
Great. And obviously we know each other through, as you said, a personal development group that we are both in, and a teacher that we both value and have enjoyed his teachings and go on to live that way. And so that essence of what you said is there's tools to manage your stress and your emotions. And so much of that work that we would do there is about, I suppose, creating the life that you want to create. And that doesn't necessarily mean fancy cars and houses and big holidays. What it means is that sense of self, doesn't it? And that sense of purpose and that sense of being where you belong. So what role has, I suppose, personal development, getting the tools to manage your life, to manage your stress, to manage your emotions, what role has that played in your life?
I think, I was lucky enough to be introduced to those tools when I was quite young, like maybe 16, 17. Mm-hmm. And I was very focused on school and my grades at that time. And so at that time, the routine of, like, getting up and programming your day, meditating, was really helpful. There was a sticking point for me when it came to, like, visualising your goals. As you say, for some people, it's the big fancy house or the holidays. I'm good at visualising, but it usually helps when there's an outcome that benefits other people, and that is something that came up in Mindstore in that course as well. But I did find that there was quite a lot of, like, self-sabotage as well. And I think sometimes before you fly off and do the big goals, you need to take care of like what's kind of bubbling underneath the surface. And thanks to Mindstore, I was introduced to a lot of different books and both spiritual and personal development. And also the fact that they have like a sort of health centre in Germany where people go and retreat and they like fully revamp their health, usually for people who have really serious health challenges. For me, I lost my mum in 2016. I left a job. I was pretty sure these were all good instincts, like I sold family house and left that post. But a lot of people had opinions about that. I was running on pure intuition and I just felt, I'm just going to go with what my gut tells me. And you would always hear like a wee voice saying, this isn't right for you, you need to go and do this. And one of the things that came up was to go on retreat to this place in Germany for like 5 weeks. Another thing was to go to Argentina with my dad, which was a big deal. And we did that for 6 weeks. But on that retreat, I mean, it was intensive. There was a particular diet that you would follow. It was all organic, all veggie as well, no sugar. I love sugar. No, no coffee, no nothing. But you were out walking, you were practicing yoga, you were doing the Mindstore techniques, meditation. But also, I was introduced to a different technique called the journey, which I wasn't too aware of. And that's really helps you to uncover emotions and things that are actually having an effect on you, not only giving you emotional pain, but for some people, like physical pain. And it was pretty revolutionary for me. Like, I'm not someone who's really been, as much as I like to talk, I'm not someone who's been into like talking therapies and things, but that just the way that works, because it's got an element of meditation and visualization and you're very calm.
Yeah.
Things just kind of come up and you get like wee glimmers of what you might like to talk about. And for me, it just works. So that's then kind of translated into my life, and I'm now doing training for that, and I'm part of a network of people where we can sort of facilitate that process for each other. So all of that stemmed from being into this course. It's quite personal development, quite goals focused on the surface,
yeah.
But actually it's kind of helped me to sort of work in myself and realise, okay, what kind of person do I want to be? And that goes back to the values as well that were instilled at such a young age, but it's how you live your values as well. So mm-hmm. I'm still figuring that out, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm at.
And what a fascinating journey. Because I don't know you that well, so all of this is news to me. What a fascinating journey you've been on, because you're still young, Mariella.
Yeah.
So what a fascinating journey, and I think it's that commitment, isn't it, to your values, to having integrity, to learning new things. And we've all got power to do that, haven't we? You know?
Absolutely. And you can change your circumstances quite drastically just by sort of changing your viewpoint. It is tricky, and that's why it's good to have these groups. You know, and for the volunteer groups, for the group that we're part of, there is a wee bit of support in what you're doing, just because there's other people who are like-minded.
Yeah.
And you can have conversations with them. It's sometimes conversations like you and I are having just now that you wouldn't even maybe have with a close friend because they're not into that.
Uh-huh.
Whether you're a hippie or whatever it is. But that's why it's helpful, because to do it on your own is tricky. But if you've got a group, then it makes a big difference, and it's fun as well because you can talk about what you've learned. So definitely I've buddied up with different people just to be able to have these conversations and sort of bounce ideas off each other as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast and speaking to
Thank
me.
You.
I appreciate
it's been
it.
Lovely chatting with you. I could chat for ages with you.
Thanks so much, Mariella. Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.